Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, welcome to the Roast Battle Podcast. We're on the Comedy Central Network. We're having a good time. Coach Pat here. Welcome.
What's up, dude? I'm so excited to be back. You got your voice back?
Got my voice back.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Hey, that is online digital exclusive, almost world famous now. It's Joe Urel. Joe, Battle Royale extraordinaire.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm alive. Yeah.
Barely.
That's true. What's your life expectancy? Did they give you one when you were a kid?
No, but I've inadvertently run across that information through other people sending me articles, and then I read the headline, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it turns out the average age of death with somebody with cerebral palsy is 42, so I'm 31. And that's great news, because I really don't want to get a public sector job, so I'm just telling people, like, I'm going to go do comedy, and I'm going to do what I love, because I have a limited amount of time, and I really don't want to work for the state.
Well, we're recording this. I'm not sure when we're going to drop this, but your battle just got released like 3 hours ago with Nicole Buchanan on Comedy Central Digital.
It's so great.
Fantastic battle. And the thing that immediately jumped out to me was I scrolled through some of the comments. Overwhelmingly positive. You might have the only video on the entire internet where the comments are overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, only one negative comment. That's from a guy named Stefan, so I think that voids any...
But I gotta say, every other comment is across the board positive.
Crazy positive.
Some controversy over the decision. A lot of people feel like Joe might have gotten robbed there. You were there, Joe. What do you think about the battle?
She fucking took that shit like it was hers. Like it had her name on it, and I would say she got bigger pops, and that's what I personally, any roast battle I watch, I go by what's the immediate reaction from the audience. If you got that pop, and she got a lot more pops than I did, thank you Comedy Central for making me look better than I was.
They didn't make you look that good. Now, Joe. You're a fan of Roast Battle. Why are you such a fan?
I saw the first Roast Battle I saw was Keith Carey versus Olivia Grace, nice. Two people who destroyed this season. Mm-hmm. And I'd always wanted something like Roast Battle to exist, but I didn't know quite what it was. And then right when I saw it, I'm like, this is it. And I think another reason I was drawn to it, because I like pro wrestling, mm-hmm. and I think there's a huge overlap between good roast battlers, myself kind of included, and people who watch wrestling. If you look at Tony Hinchcliffe, Robin Tran, Mike Lawrence, me, you know, there's a huge overlap between pro wrestling. I think we get it more than somebody who's not a wrestling fan, but that's just me, you know, because, you know, and I've always felt like Roast Battle, it's more like wrestling than UFC, you know.
I think there's a couple ways to perceive it. I think that's the beauty of Roast Battle, is it is what you make of it. Like, I'm not a big wrestling guy, I'm a big sports guy. So to me, I care about like the records and the technical aspect of it, and you know, all that kind of shit. And like other people just care about, you know, the theatrics of it. So that's why it's cool, because like you got to do your big pro wrestling entrance against Nicole. You had the bagpipes playing you out and everything.
Yeah, that was sweet. How'd you get the bagpipes?
My buddy Nate Banditelli, shout out to Laughing Gas. Nate found somebody in the area of Long Beach and Neil Cavallo, and he, you know, it was one of those things like that was going to be the only time in my life besides when I'm dead to hire a bagpiper, you know, and that was, I was really happy about that. I love bagpipes, you know, it's, and bagpipes are a battle instrument, so, you know.
That's true. No, he's right about that. Braveheart.
That's a good point. And one thing that I just want to, we're going to throw to this battle real quick. You battled Nicole for Comedy Central on, I believe it was a Saturday. And then 3 days later, you were back in the belly room at the Comedy Store. You had a battle scheduled. A lot of people would have backed out of it. You were going against Omid Singh.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a great one. So we got to listen to that.
Yeah, that was a real fun battle. I will say, and I'm sound like I'm kissing ass here, but I don't think you were there, Coach T.
I wasn't.
And it was you can tell the difference between roast battle when Coach T's there and when Coach T's not there. Yeah. Like it's,
I watched on Periscope. It looked the same to me.
No, in the room.
Was, yeah, it was dead.
Oh,
I mean,
it was tough.
Yeah. It's right. Hot.
So
it's hot. Yeah.
So Joe versus Omid?
Joe versus Omid.
All right. Let's listen to that.
This guy's able-bodied. He's Indian. He's from this country. But he'll be out of this country soon. Make a lot for Omid Singh, everybody. Yes. Oh, shit. Hey, Omid. How was it being an Indian first-year dentist dental student? No, I'm kidding.
That was the other guy.
I know. Omid Singh, not Jay Singh. You're battling the very... Yeah, you're battling TV's own Joe Urel.
Yeah.
Rose battle's own Joe Urel.
I think he's faking it. This is all just an act. It's bullshit. I'm here to call him out. This is how he gets all his pussy. I'm over it.
All his pussy, all right.
Well, the one pussy.
Brian, my God, this looks like Al-Qaeda's top bomb maker versus the boy he crippled. Have some taste.
Which one's which? All right. You see him on stage. He just had an epic battle versus Nicole Buchanan on Roast Battle.
Nicole, take a bow. Nicole's here.
Yeah. Take a bow because Joe can't. Hey, everybody, make love for Joe Urel.
Joe, you battled twice in a week now, man. I'm really impressed.
I wouldn't know. I can't count.
Joe, come on. Come on. You're not mentally disabled. All right. Joe, why'd you say it's still made here?
Oh, well, you know, I figured I've already been on TV. I might as well, you know, bring my skills here.
Yeah? Very literal, honest answer.
Saudi Prince, size this thing up before we get into it.
The stage right now smells like too much Old Spice and really old spices.
Probably all
this,
of us.
This is a personification of Aziz Ansari's last date. Let's see how it goes down.
Which one's which? All right. It's one round. It's five jokes, gentlemen. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Are we ready? Last battle of the night. Omid, Joe, let's roast!
Joe was adopted at the age of 12. He was still considered a baby because he couldn't walk.
Thank you, Matt Jabroni. Hey, Omid does the road a lot, mostly because he's on the no-fly list.
Joe looks like he's constantly taking a Hadouken to the chest.
You know, Omid is actually the Hindi translation for 7 minutes of ethnic material.
Joe looks like Professor Xavier started a community college.
I do have better hair, but...
The same amount of legs.
You know, you bring up a good point because I'm happy to be insulting Omid because he looks like every employee that will hold the door for me at 7-Eleven.
Joe, you sound like Fat Albert talking through a hole in his trachea.
You know, I won't deny that, but yeah. Speaking of dated references, Omid's actually got a great future in Hollywood if they outsource Steve Urkel.
Joe looks like the disabled kid a high school football team rallies behind before the beginning of a season.
Is that a joke? Is that an actual... Is that a joke?
True. A lot of people call me a make-a-wish comedian. But Omi looks like he'll give me 2 free wishes if I use my 3rd to free him from the lamp.
Hell yeah! Thank God! We had a roast battle tonight! It took a minute, but we got there! Omi Singh, Joe Urel, it only took us 3 hours to get here. But we fucking promise you, we guaranteed a roast battle tonight. Yeah. Saudi Prince.
My friend, that was a battle. It was an oil well fire. Yeah. I'm giving it 3 towers down with no explosives. Yeah, that's coming next September. Preview. I thought the dad from Master of None really brought it. I was impressed at how well he delivered against Andy Garcia's leftover chromosomes.
Oh, my God.
I feel like you can't deny that he looks like he would be the Bob Ross of Bollywood. And
you would?
And the guy... And the guy on the left looks like if Allah let Salvador Dali design a person.
Oh! Praise be to Allah.
Allah bless America, my friend.
Allah bless America.
I do love art.
Yeah, you do.
Fire squad. Still abhor him in my country, by the way.
Jeff, I actually want to go to you first. You just saw Joe last week, and now you see him tonight, and he's still a monster.
He's on a roll.
Shit.
Thank you.
Looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That was a really fun battle. Omid, you had that awful joke out of the gate that I'm not sure you recovered from. What was that opening joke? You had like 2 that were just facts. They were just facts about...
Joe was adopted when he was 12. He was still considered a baby because he couldn't walk yet.
Hilarious. You realize he's right there, right? You gotta twist it. You gotta twist it into something like funny. No offense, Joe.
Not taken.
But
I love this show. Me too.
Then you had another one, Omid. You just said he looked like the mascot of a football team rallies behind, which is exactly what he literally looks like.
That's how you write jokes.
But I don't know if you put it into a joke. I think it was like saying, you look like a guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt with a beard. But anyway, I guess... Hold on, Ian Edwards has some words.
I just don't like Jeff abusing a Trader Joe's cashier like that. Just take it easy on him, man. He's got to go to work in the morning.
But a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. Tony?
This was fun. It was a technical battle. I think at one point, I'm pretty sure we all saw Joe start to really win it. I mean, it was really cool. He landed a big knockout punch.
I thought he was going to walk for a second.
Yeah.
I did too.
He just...
I did.
He literally just went with it. The last time I saw him that out of control, it was when he went to visit the house from Full House all by himself. It's because it's on a big hill, everybody. You got to picture it. He went all by himself to visit the house. Whoa!
I haven't caught up on Fuller House yet.
Anyway, I'm going to give this one to Joe.
Yeah!
Yeah, baby. Mets guy.
Guys, I say battle of the night, okay? Ahmed, you brought Jihad to Margaritaville, my friend. That's your...
Yes.
If enough people knew who Louis Katz was, I would think he was in a meth lab explosion.
Shit.
Yeah, you're a great man, but just I think what Jess said is right. The first two just needed, you know, they needed to be a little bit more like Joe's legs, like a few left turns and twists and shit. Joe, I got to give it to you, man. I think you proved tonight once and for all that only your arms and legs are retarded.
Thank you.
Shit.
Outstanding. Rick Glassman.
Listen, if you know me, you know I go against the grain sometime. So I'm going to do that now and say that your first joke with the baby thing, I thought that was enough of it. I thought it was just kind of a hard thing before people knew the dynamic between the two of you. I think if you did that third or fourth... But, you know, I thought it was good. I thought it was good, but you can't see.
I think just because it was a good contest, that's why that isn't.
I got it. But basically, it was a good contest.
Fucking bread, piece of shit. I'm sorry.
Bread, okay.
So, but I do have to say, every one of your jokes was about a wheelchair thing, which is always hilarious. But I would have liked to have seen you do something about, like, what's up with his tattoo? Where'd he get that? The, you know, and then something hilarious. Yeah, or something about, like, where'd you get your hat? You know, where'd you get your something?
Why would he do that if the guy's in a wheelchair?
Because five jokes in a wheelchair makes a
telethon.
He dressed up like a guy who sells used wheelchairs. Why not go for it?
Listen, I go against the grain. Maybe I'm a big Jewish idiot, okay? I just would have liked to see some hilarious tattoo jokes. I'm an idiot.
Jeff, what do you like?
This looks like the classic battle of two Sacha Baron Cohen characters.
I will say, Omid's got a better shirt than I do, so.
All right, well, you just.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And legs.
But
and
your
legs.
Shoes are cleaner.
Omid, you're so funny. I've been watching you kill it. Even in England, you kill it. Everyone loves you. I did love his joke about Omid is like 7 minutes of ethnic material or something like that.
Ah, so good.
You have at least half an hour of ethnic material. And I think you're wearing some ethnic material. So. But Joe, congrats on a fucking huge week for you, buddy. Joe Urel wins
you.
Again.
It's not losing. Joe Urel! Help each other. Help each other internally. That's our show, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll have Coach T next week. Thank you for surviving this whole fucking thing in the heat. We love you. Check us out every Tuesday, 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. Jeff Ross, Tony Hinchcliffe, Amin Ellison, Kurt Metzger, Rick Glassman, Ian Edwards, Yamanika Saunders, Saudi Prince, No Nigga Wave. Thank you, J-Live.
Hey, and we're back with the Celtic cripple, Joe Urel.
I love
Joe,
that.
You've been around a long time. Is there anything off limits with you? When it comes to roast battling?
Not really. I mean, I tell my opponents, you know, if you could refrain making fun of my adopted parents, you could make fun of the fact that I'm adopted. Just don't include them on the punchline because they're, like, they're proud people and, like, they have a different public profile than I do a lot of times. And so I try to keep them out of it, but anything I'm open to anything. I'm just I'm a masochist. All right, just throw it at me.
You like being spanked?
Maybe not so much, but
you battle a lot.
Yeah,
a lot. Like no, I mean that as a positive thing because I think a lot of people battle and they need like recovery time. Like you're in there every month. You don't.
All right, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about roast battle? Or are we talking about this chair he's in?
Well, he's battling constantly. I think we can agree on that.
You're in there all the time, at least once a month.
But you don't seem selective about your opponents. You feel like you'll go up against whoever?
Yeah, I will. Well, since I got into the top 10, I had to be a little more
of a diva.
Selective. But
we have to explain that to people because you guys just. This could be the first episode that people
exactly.
hear.
Very true.
What do you mean by top 10? What are you talking about?
There's a top 50, and over the course of like 2 years, I've gone from like the 40s to the 30s to the 20s. I was in the 20s for a long time. And I recently, you know, I clawed my way into number six. I'm probably going to be changing now that the TV battle is out, but I think I'm probably going to go back to being 11. But
guys want it.
Yeah.
Listen, numbers matter out here, people.
Yeah, they do. They really do. And I can't even count. So
this guy's a top 10 ranked battler in all the battling world, right?
The only people I won't battle are people that have never battled before or have battled and ate shit in a battle.
You don't got no time for that.
Well, I just out of respect for them because I don't want it to look like a one way. I want it to be entertaining, and that's what I more worry about more than winning or losing. Is I've been fortunate enough never to have a really bad performance at a roast battle. I don't think. And so that's pretty much my only, like, I'm battling some Moses securing next.
That's a great one.
Yes.
And then after that. Armenian gay weed lawyer, if I'm going to name all the minorities.
Yeah, you only named like six weird groups that he fits into. Yeah. Hey, no, listen, not to cut you off, but you had a great battle with Daniel Perez.
That was
a couple years ago.
Who's Daniel?
Daniel Perez is one of our most entertaining battlers. She's also in a wheelchair, and she has her feet cut off below the knees because she was run over by a trolley in San Francisco. And
it's a pretty interesting story, too.
We got like a little murder ball team up in the belly room.
We really do.
Three wheelchair battlers.
Greg Renteria.
And this was a great one with two of them going at it. This is Joey Urell versus Daniel Perez.
All right, let's get to it. First lady coming to the stage got her feet cut off by a bus or a trolley in San Francisco. It's unidentified. We don't know, but we love this lady. She's a great writer, great comic. Daniel Perez. And her opponent over here, the Crip himself. Make it loud for Joe Urell! All right. Why are you making us sit through this?
Joe challenged me. I thought I was going to physically battle him. I mean, I thought that was what we were doing, but Joe challenged me.
All right. One round, three jokes. Who wants to go first? Ladies first, no gentlemen. Are we ready for this? Yeah!
Joe looks like the drummer in Chuck E. Cheese's animatronic band.
Danielle's lawsuit against San Francisco was a lot like any man who's fucked her lately. They both got a ton by settling.
Yeah, I am a slut, Joe, and I still wouldn't fuck you. Not because you're in a wheelchair, but because you're retarded.
Well, I'll get laid before you get swab off your feet. That wasn't my joke. Danielle's actually dealing with my disability because cerebral palsy is more official than dumb drunk got run over by a streetcar.
Great comic. He's performed next to stages all over Orange County. He even released an album last year with such classics as and
Oh wait. You, You can tell Danielle will never be a good mother because she's already cowed at lost her calves.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love the Paralympics. All right. Joe Sevurell, we gave you a little bit of homework. We wanted you to think of your dream matchup. Dead or alive could be anybody. Anybody, anything, anywhere, anytime. Who is your dream matchup? And do you have any jokes prepared for your dream matchup?
Ted Cruz.
That's topical.
You don't like Ted?
I did spite Ted, but not. Before I tell the jokes, I gotta just clarify for context.
Take him down, baby.
Okay, it's not political. It's really not. Even though he's a right wing douchebag, I have to respect somebody, and at least Trump is an aggressive, defender of himself. Whereas Ted Cruz literally let Trump call his wife ugly. He let Trump call his father the guy who killed JFK. And he just sat there like a fucking,
He just took it on the chin.
And he just sat there with that oily fucking face of his. The guy looks like Razor Ramon's hair became a person.
Oh,
there he goes.
Ted, you hear that, Ted?
I like that, but I also like Razor Ramon's hair, so I wouldn't give him that much credence.
Ooh. No, but he already.
You have Razor Ramon's hair, by the way.
I'm a wrestling man, so yeah, I. Slick now,
yeah, you guys can't see Joe. He's curled up. Physically, but he's also got got some dope hair. It's like Pat Riley mixed with some Razor Ramon.
It is good hair.
My hair is literally so good I can't walk. gotta love those Native American jeans, all right?
Yeah, Jordache, Sassoon.
Ted Cruz makes it hard for the religious people because he doesn't represent it in a very inviting way. He looks like he's in a cult, low-key, when it comes to his religion.
Straight up, yeah.
And that's why people are like, see, that's why I don't fuck with God no more.
No, he does. He looks like the Penguin from Batman Returns. And you're not going to follow Danny DeVito anywhere.
Yeah. He reminds me of, I don't know if you guys seen True Blood, but when it got to that religious camp, that's who kind of reminds me of. Just those really psyched out fucking religious fanatic people.
Well, I've often had a theory about Christian conservative politicians. They don't believe it. They're lying. I mean,
they want that money.
They're working. They're working it. And what's weird? Can I just talk about?
No, you can't. You can't talk at all.
Joe, this is good. We got him going.
I'm kidding.
So here's what it is. I'm a firm believer in Christianity. I'm consider myself a Christian. I believe that God, Christ, delivered me from the situation I was in South Carolina to, this fortunate life here, but in California. But I can't mess with church. I can't do it. And the reason why is that all of you are going to hear this and go, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's, ever since I was five, I've been going to these churches and they say they're going to pray for me to heal, to be able to walk, and I'm still in the chair.
Shit. I would have a beef with that too.
Still in this chair.
And look,
it's a nice chair though.
Yeah, it's the Volvo with wheelchairs.
It's safe then.
Yeah, yeah. It's very safe. It's very and look, here's my thing. I'm not asking to be healed. I'm really not, but all I'm saying is don't write a check that your religion can't cash.
Oh, Jesus.
And they have so much cash, listen, though, Joe. They have so much cash.
I got to send the episodes to legal. Like, that's my job. Listen, you're making it hard.
I love it.
Don't write a check that your religion can't cash.
Yeah, because they have so much cash. People always ask every week, how much money you got?
I'm not mad at that statement.
Like,
man.
Like, yeah. just and it's very impractical because I look at it like, never mind being able to walk. I just want my arms to work better. Like, that would be a lot more practical of a thing if my arm, if both my arms worked better and, you know, got rid of the sternal reflex, so maybe I could drive, but I don't want to increase my carbon footprint, so.
Well, your other footprint isn't getting a whole lot of work either. We got two more battles. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. The two that I had written down were you went up against Haiti a while back.
I remember Haiti.
Which, actually, that won the Roastie. We do the Roastie Awards every year. That won the Roastie for Undercard of the Year that year. Outstanding battle.
It's the Roast Battle Award Show.
The Roast Battle Award Show, officially. And,
the only awards that matter.
That's right.
Damn right.
And you had a great one against Doug Fager. A classic against him. So we could play
a lot of good Doug Fager battles up.
A lot of good Joey Earl battles. But we got room for one or two. So we're gonna throw. What do you think, Coach?
Well, let's talk about a Doug Fager, because I think Doug Fager has his carbon footprint all over the roast battle. What does he look like? He's a tall. I like to think he's handsome looking, but.
He's a good-looking guy.
Is that safe to say? I never really know.
No, it's like if the Brawny Town Man stopped doing steroids. He's a
more normal-looking Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, wow, that's me. What?
Yeah, he's tall. He's a ginger. Yeah. He's usually got a little bit of a beard going on.
Like
a little bit of premature balding.
The neighbor Wilson from Home Improvement. If he had a son, it'd be Doug Fager.
Okay,
you picked the one guy whose face we never see.
No, because you can see his eyes and his hat. You know what I mean? I just feel like
he'd be Doug. Okay, he's a really smiley guy. I think that's kind of
really fun energy. And he's one of those guys. If you're telling the history of roast battle, you can't tell that story without Doug Fager.
Oh, there that's
you
go. True.
It's so hard to battle because there's literally nothing to work with, and he's so great of a writer that, like, I got lucky winning that one, and gets my first couple of jokes bombed, and I really thought, well, this is it, it was a great battle.
Alright, this guy battled last week. He's battling every fucking week, it feels like. From Long Beach, California, the college graduate, Cerebral Ballsy himself. Make a lot for Joe Urell! All right. What up, Crip?
What up? How are you doing?
Good to see you. Back a week later. You're battling Doug Fager. Why Doug?
I heard that he has OCD and tics, but I think he just sucks.
We love this guy here. He's the ghostwriter to all the stars. We love him so much. Roast Battle veteran here from Wisconsin. Make love for Doug Fager.
Thanks, man.
All right. Why are you trying to go to hell?
Well, I mean, I knew battling Joe was going to be a challenge because people root for Joe. It's like he's the three-eyed raven and I'm a White Walker.
Doug looks like what America used to be, and Joe looks like what America has become.
Thank you, Dick Boltley.
Well, this is a very strange make-a-wish. I mean, just looking at it. I don't know why I'm surprised that he has the nicest shoes in the room. Very clean. I mean, it looks like a battle between Trump Care and Obamacare.
Take him down, Sonny. Who do we like?
I think it's either guy. I watched Joe's battle last week against Tony. It was fucking great, and Doug's always awesome. This is going to be a great fucking battle. Yeah. You don't have to shit on things when you know they're going to be good. I'm excited.
Tell that to Joe.
Who wants to go first?
You can.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
Yeah. No more jokes. Let's go.
Joe was almost adopted by an Amish couple. He would have spent his entire Rumspringer getting out of the driveway.
Rumspringer? Wow.
OCD made him dump his Filipino girlfriend when he found out she didn't automatically do housekeeping.
Well said, Joe.
Thank you, not Milwaukee's best.
I can't wait for Joe's hour comedy special. I hear he tells one one-liner and has someone else drop the mic.
Doug is a Christian, but only because he's into watching people get forcibly nailed.
When Joe eats a sloppy Joe, he becomes a sloppy Joe.
Okay. Doug, you look so pale and sickly. You look like you're trying to appropriate sickle cell.
That's cute, Joe.
Joe was by both of his parents, which is why his dukes are always up.
And his father are both alcoholics who fought when his brother died. They disagreed about who got his liver.
And Joe, well, at least my brother can kick a bucket. Half of people think that Joe should have been euthanized as a baby. The other half have not heard his comedy album.
When it comes to women, Doug and I are both limited by CP. Mine being cerebral palsy, Doug's being consensual penetration.
Hey man, that was fucking special. That's Joe Urell. This is Doug Fager. Damn. Calls you a rapist. Saudi Prince.
I don't see the insult in being called a rapist.
I knew you wouldn't.
It's a show of strength. It's especially if you look at the women who are just on stage.
Saudi Prince. Damn.
This was a very nice special needs reenactment of WALL-E. I liked both of the battlers. I mean, on one hand, we have Orrin Hatch's lesbian daughter. On the other hand, we have Steve Buscemi's leftover chromosomes. It was spectacular to watch, my friend.
It's a very diverse battle, you're right.
I give it 2 towers down.
Finally! Been waiting for that. You never do that.
It was remarkable.
Thank you. Thank you. We never get that here. Thank you. Oh, man.
Not Fire enough, squad. Anyway.
Who do you like in this?
You know what? I thought Joe started off slow, but he really ramped it up at the end. And But I think he was, what's your name again?
Doug
was more consistent, but Joe hit harder. So Joe's, the last one got it for me. The last one, the last one got it for me. I gotta go Joe on the last joke.
Joe's up one. Koo, who do you like?
I like Joe because his hands remind me of my toes when they curl when I come hard. So I identify with Joe. I do feel bad for both of you guys. Well, Joe, obviously why, but Doug, because I'm sorry you lost your job after the picture of you in Virginia went viral.
That's true. So, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're all sorry about that.
You know, you both were great. I don't know. It's a tie for me.
All right.
I already picked Joe. Oh, I'm high.
Who do you like, Mikey?
I mean, I was going to say the same toe curl come hard joke that she did, so...
Do Wizard of Oz, dude. Do Wizard of Oz one now.
No, I mean, that was tough because, like, there was, like, two in a row for Joe that didn't work, and it literally felt like punching down, which is what you would have to do to hurt him. But it's fucking, it's really tough because I thought Doug was more consistent, but yeah, Joe had the more fucking knockout punches, but I go consistency. I'd give it to Doug.
Yeah, we're, now we're tied up.
One more joke.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I think we're going to go, we're going to do another overtime. All right. You went first last time. You're going first this time, Joe. No handicap parking on this shit. Choke up! Let's roast!
Doug is afraid of women who want him to commit to the terms of a restraining order.
If you add water to Joe, he turns into a full-sized scarecrow.
All right, now who do you like? Koo, who do you like?
I regret doing my tie. I go for Joe.
Joe's up. Hunter?
I got to go for Steven joking over here.
2-0. Make it official, Mike. Who do you like?
I think the Oscar and the roast battle goes to Joe.
Hey! He lost last week. He wins this week. Joe, you're real!
I like the Haiti one, too, only because it was a one-sided beatdown. And the funny thing about Haiti's battle is...
that people understood you better than him.
Yeah.
That's
well,
funny.
Well, a couple things were funny because he hit me up months beforehand, and he was like, you need to challenge me to roast battle you. And I'm like, okay, why? And he goes, well, I'm giving up talking trash for Lent, and so I can only battle you if you challenge me, so then it's self-defense. And I was like, okay, man, will you battle me? And then he's like, yeah, I'm going to fuck you up. And I'm like, and he was really cocky. And like,
he said
really,
this during Lent?
Yeah. And so
he wrote a check his religion couldn't cash?
Exactly. And then I beat him 4-1. And it was glorious.
Yeah, that was pretty badass, actually.
A lot of fun.
Okay.
Like, I definitely got some alt-right fans.
Yeah. For those listening, Haiti, he's a Haitian refugee. He's been in the States, I want to say, about a solid 13 years, probably. Maybe
something
longer.
Like that, yeah.
Short, really well, like stocky, you know, in a way where he's, like, just crazy shape.
He's like a professional bodybuilder.
Yeah, he actually is. Yeah, you can look him up. Yeah, Jean Yves something something. Joseph, I think?
Joseph.
Yeah.
He's
definitely Haitian. Dreads, 18-pack, attitude.
You know, everything people say about him, it's probably accurate. But that said, I also really like the guy. The guy's kind of a sweetheart.
Yeah, men love him.
Given everything.
And here comes the Haiti battle.
All right. These last two battles are the best battles you're going to see tonight. These are going to be really good, though. First guy I'm bringing to the stage literally has to have a chair on stage for him. Ladies and gentlemen, please make a laugh for the very funny, soon-to-be lawyer, Mr. Joe Urell. What up, Crip?
How y'all doing?
You're battling another person who we can barely understand. Why are you battling Haiti?
Well, Haiti challenged me. Haiti challenged me because I quit sponsoring him.
Woo! See what I mean? Yes! Fuck yeah! All right. I love you, Joe. All right. We love this cat here, man. He's a Haitian immigrant who's now a legal citizen here. Yeah. Hide your daughters from the old nigga way. Make a laugh for Haiti!
I mean, why?
I'm going to start the beating at 500. Does anybody have 500? Okay. I take him home.
All right.
I keep him away from my women, though.
All right. Haitian, Haiti.
What's up?
You're battling Joe Urell. Who called who out?
I did.
Okay. All right.
I just want to battle somebody that's harder to understand than me.
This isn't going to come with subtitles. All right. Who do you like?
Well, you know, I got excited when they first started carrying that one to the stage. I thought we were about to see a Jeff Dunham puppet show. I am disappointed that it's not.
How many jokes are they doing?
Three.
Three jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Haiti, have you ever battled before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
How'd it go?
Yeah, nigga, I have.
Yeah, you have. All right. This should be interesting.
That's how you start a battle. All right. It's one round. It's three jokes. Who wants to go first?
Since I'm the only one that can raise my hand, I'll go first.
God damn.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Joe, I think he's going to give you a fucking run tonight, man.
Oh,
it's
don't
be
say
good.
Run. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I love you. It's going to be a good one.
All
let's
right.
fucking light this room up
let's
right now.
Let's do this thing.
Battle.
We got it. Let's do this thing. Yo, social handicap, physical handicap, are we ready? Let's roast.
I have the best body in comedy. Joe has the worst body in comedy. It's like Superman versus Christopher Reeve. Working on this English.
Haiti's an obedient Catholic. Despite being homophobic, he still sends dick pics to his priest.
All right, that was... If you say that shit one more time, I'm gonna push you into traffic. Joe shops at Whole Foods, but his parents wish they could trade a Joe.
Haiti's a bodybuilder, but you know, for a bodybuilder, he looks like he skips leg day more than I do.
Ah!
fuck is this? How the fuck is this vegetable beating me? Goddamn! Joe, you are the only American a Haitian feels sorry for. You look like a premature transformer. Your legs. You look like a premature transformer. Your legs look like overcooked ramen noodles, and your Uber is an ambulance. Please, bomb.
Haiti thinks he's better than me because he can walk. Well, I have a master's degree, and his master didn't teach him to read.
Joe!
Who taught him how to count to one?
Oh, God. Joe holds the Guinness World... For 23 years straight, Joe holds the Guinness World Record of holding up the... Holding up the... Fuck it! For 24 years straight, Joe holds up the Guinness World Record of holding up the longest game sign ever.
Good joke. Wow.
Haiti only dislikes my crippled hand because it reminds him of its country's economy.
Amazing. They stole Haiti's wheelchair.
Hey, how about a standing ovation for Joe because he can't? One time for Joe. That's what's up. Good shit, Joe.
All right.
That was awesome. What up, Greg?
By the way, the way well, you guys were hilarious. You know, you got to give it up for your guy Haiti too.
Hey, that all nigga wave.
Week in and week out, Haiti comes down. He fucking delivers. He's part of Roast Battle. You know what, Haiti? It wasn't fair. He had you on speech. That was a disadvantage. Ah! But you know what? Haiti, your entrance was fucking A+, man. You had some great jokes. You got nervous because you don't even know how to kill sometimes, man. You were killing it, and then you had that great joke, but you couldn't get it out.
He was a child soldier. He knows how to kill.
Oh! But I don't know. We can see
man,
what the judge...
Shut up, Jeff.
Man. We can see what the...
He didn't say it.
No, Jeff, he said it. Man, he looked like a fake... Fuck it.
Come on, Haiti. Haiti.
I know. I'm done. Fuck.
Haiti, you were fucking the funny... That was your best battle, I'm sure. You killed it.
That was it.
You had some good
great
ones.
Great jokes.
You had some great jokes. Joe, I don't know what's going on with you, man. You're operating at a whole new fucking level right now. You killed it tonight, man. Something going on. I don't know if you're getting fucking pussy or a law degree or some shit.
Stem cell.
I don't know what happened. A lot of guys would fucking get intimidated by Haiti fucking coming out strong like that. But no, I think you had every joke fucking killed, man. You knocked it out of the park tonight.
Cerebral ballsy.
Uh,
Z
Saudi Prince, who'd you like in this one?
My friend, this was so impressive. Such a fun show to watch. This was a great special needs reenactment of Bloodsport. And I have to say, you know, he was calm and cool, but in all honesty, he must be doped up so much he has no idea where he is. And Haiti was struggling to talk like a Teddy Ruxpin whose string kept getting stuck. But I...
one joke! I did well.
I refuse to bet on this ever since I lost $10,000 on the first E.T. versus Predator.
Tony chopping his nails. What's up, buddy?
Oh, they won it. They both. All right, yeah, go ahead. Fire squad.
Well,
fire
on. First of all, this for the first two rounds plus the entrance, this was fucking tremendous. Back and forth, back and
perfect,
forth.
Yeah.
You had no idea who was going to break. As a fan, it's like, who's going to break? And tonight, Black did crack.
Yeah! Oh, shut your bitch ass up.
And when it happened.
Man, we got fake Dr. Xavier over here. Come and get your fucking mutant, man.
In his neighborhood, Black does a lot of crack.
Damn. I'm losing. Fuck it. I'm taking everybody with me. Fuck this shit.
I would love to. Give me a whip.
easy. Oh, shit. Don't say take
this
everyone
reminds
with you,
me,
he's right there.
This reminds me, Moses, of the early days of Roast Battle when these guys are fucking hungry right now. They want to...
You can't say hungry when he's on stage. He's Haitian.
Haiti, your
look
last
at those
two
fucking
jokes.
Abs right there.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's really not bad at all.
Yeah. Cripple abs.
Are you showing off your muscles or do you need to be changed? What's the... Any try to...
Thank you! Thank
Oh, my God. We're all going to hell.
By the way,
I don't know the rule. I don't know the signal sometimes.
I don't know the signal.
Anyway.
The way Haiti struggled those last two rounds but still fucking tried, it reminded me of Cool Runnings after...
We're gonna finish this race. Yeah.
You know what? He kind of looked like a deflated Joe.
Champ, you got anything, champ?
I just love how famous Haiti's chicken legs have gotten as a reference on the show that the Joe can use that and it gets like a big roar like that. That's really great. Maybe next time when you're showing off your bod, show your legs, Haiti. You remember that one time?
I knew he was going to do that. That's why I wear pants and shit. I didn't think...
God damn. Haiti, did you have fun? I want to make sure you're having fun. You don't look like you're having fun. Are you okay? You had fun,
I
right?
like to win. I don't know.
No,
and
no,
I
Haiti,
clearly lost to this,
right now,
whatever the hell he is.
Haiti had a great battle. Haiti crushed.
Well, Haiti, it's not about winning and losing. It's about killing and not killing. And you killed
tonight.
That was a
great
tonight,
show.
Man.
That was a fight of the night. That was a fight of the night.
You're right.
Not close.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't. He did.
Joe gonna die in 2 months anyway.
He really did a good job. But he's standing there looking like the Incredible Sulk. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, especially with Mexican.
Who are you again?
But Moses, I thought it was a great battle between the guy in a wheelchair and the third wheel from the wave.
Oh,
Tony, I used to think you were cool.
By the way, Haiti, if you guys want to congratulate him, he'll be climbing the outside of the building after the show.
Brody, comment?
All right. Lee, anything to add before we get out of here?
Hey, wait. Is that your second? Is English your second language?
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing great, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... Hey, I think this is your best showing yet. I think you should be proud. And I think we should wrap this up so he can go harass more women on Facebook. Joe Urel was the winner.
But not you.
Oh, shit.
I like bad bitches, y'all. Yeah.
Okay. Leah, I feel like Leah just called you out for a roast battle. I don't know.
I take Leah. Come on, Leah, bring that nose over here, bitch.
You don't have to. You don't have to do it, but it would be fun watching you destroy Haiti.
Come on, you might.
No, I fucking have to do it.
Come on, bring it in.
I have to do it.
Haiti, this
no,
is
I don't want to fuss at doing
Haiti, anything. This is you. Haiti, this is you becoming a main event roast battler, man, right now, man.
Hell yeah.
You got the fighting spirit. You just went fucking toe-to-toe with a fucking great roast battler
he's
right
a,
here.
He's the Congo McGregor of promoting fights.
We're going to vote. Hey, if you like Haiti. Joe Urell. You're a winner. Joe Urell! This shit, man. The bet, Haiti. That battle was incredible, Haiti. It was incredible, Haiti. One more time for Haiti. And your winner, Joe Urell. Joe, that was badass.
Where can we find you?
Recent college degree.
Social.
I'm almost done with grad school. You can find me at Joe Urell. That's J-O-E underscore Urell, E-U-R-E-L-L. On Twitter, you can look up Joe Urell on YouTube, that's what I want. Go to YouTube. Just fuck with all my YouTube. I got 30-minute not special on YouTube. It's for free. I'm not getting any money off it because I got Social Security. So,
all right. You got his business all out there.
Watch it. Watch the battle with Nicole. And watch Nicole because Nicole's a beast.
Fuck with Joe Urell, man. He's got a half hour for free. He's like the old dirty bastard of comedy.
I love old dirty bastard.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing with the welfare. He's out there though. Half hour, not special. At Joe underscore Urell, E-U-R-E-L-L. And check all of his stuff out. Very funny dude. Thank you, Joe.
It's a good show.